Hello and welcome to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep minute by minute into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I'm one of your hosts, John.
And I am Zach.
And we are back on a Friday, wrapping this week up.
Happy Friday.
It is a happy Friday. You know why it's a happy Friday? We're getting our fourth word of the week on today's episode.
You know, I was missing it a little bit, you know. It's a lot of action, and I love the action, but, you know, sometimes you miss the dialogue.
Sometimes you do.
Yeah.
Well,
I hope it's a good word.
We'll see when we get there.
Okay.
But yesterday we left off with a wheeze, or the start of a wheeze.
Yes.
So let's get into it. We're talking about minute 139 through 140 of Dune Part 2 by Denis Villeneuve from 2024.
Ah, yes, that one.
We left off with the top of Vladimir's pasty ass head and the that he was giving off. We get, you know, some more of his wheezing, and we see Vladimir looking up at the one thing he's wanted this whole time, the empty throne.
Which is a little bit of a departure from the book Baron,
because
he does not necessarily want the throne in the books. He just wants control of the throne. He would rather have Fade on the throne and him controlling Fade.
Yeah. Nonetheless, in Denis Villeneuve's movie, we see Vladimir feebly trying to climb the stairs while Fade is walking behind this line of Sardaukar, and he just kind of looks over at his uncle.
One remark on this.
Okay.
They did a damn good job of making Stellan Skarsgård look like he's almost dead here.
Yeah.
Like the make, because you kind of see like this very briefly when the Baron looks up at the throne, just how
gaunt,
pale, and his like the his eyes are drooping and they're all red, and it's just it's wonderful makeup right here. It's something that really struck me as like this is very good. It's very good.
But yeah, Fade just kind of looks over at his uncle, and you can almost see in his face he's like, I don't give a shit about you anymore.
So early in the week, I mentioned I would have a little bit of a line that revolved around the Sardaukar guarding
thing. The Sardguard?
So here's the line, and maybe this is not worth the build up, and that's fine.
Okay.
But here's where I put the Sardguard guard Skarsgård lard.
Guard lard Skarsgård.
Guard large Skarsgård.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. What's another Skarsgård? But yes, Fade looks on from behind the Sardaukar, and the sounds of the fighting outside are getting louder and louder. And the Bashar is kind of stepping forward, and he's having a moment of kind of staring everything down. And right as
it's just thuds and shouting, thuds and shouting. That's all we're hearing here.
Yeah.
A lot of staring.
And then it gets a little louder. And then all of a sudden the door busts wide open and dust just.
Well, it's a big explosion.
Yeah.
That happens. So we get fire and then a lot of dust. And this is where one of the places where I went frame by frame through it. And you can see the wall paneling just shake and buckle, and everything is crazy.
I went through frame by frame to see everyone's reactions because everyone has the funniest reaction to the dust. Like, Gaisan Moheim's just like,
ugh! Yeah, she just flinches, like, oh God, what the hell? Hers was the only one that I noted.
Yeah.
Because
everyone else is just like, ah, God. But hers is funny because she's got her Chinese takeout box hat on and the whole veil and everything, too. So it just looks more comical because of big head mode.
But dust starts to just fill the room in an almost cartoonish way.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't disperse evenly. It just kind of has this like slow rolling dust cloud that comes into the room.
I wouldn't really say it's slow. It's a rolling dust cloud.
There's a very clear point of division between the dust cloud and the not dust cloud.
Yes. And then we get our word. start a car.
Ah, it wasn't worth it.
No, it was not. The Bashar leads this vanguard of his men into the dust while some stay back to protect Shaddam. Yep. And
they advance forward. We get a nice little like pike action almost from their swords, which is cool. I hope they have a good fight.
It's not long because we hear the sounds of fighting get quieter and quieter. We hear a couple loud kind of screams as the camera's pushing in on Shaddam's face,
who's just staring still.
Yeah, Christopher Walken does a really good stare. And
a little bit slack jawed here, just a little bit, just a little slack jawed.
Yeah. And our minute ends with some figures appearing out of the dust.
We get a nice little music build here, and we see some folks start to really kind of emerge from this dust. It's not a Sardaukar uniform,
no,
because if you're pausing on the last frame of the minute, let's talk about that just for a second.
Okay,
so it's not a Sardaukar uniform, but we do see the long black robes.
We see a lot more people as well.
And there are. Did you count how many Sardaukar advanced into the room?
I can. 1 second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, including the Bashar.
Okay.
There's a lot more than 13 people.
More than 13. I think it's fair to say Fremen, who are advancing forward out of the dust.
Actually, it's the Undertaker, and he's got a steel chair.
Oh, fucking knew it. What a twist. It's
1996 when the Undertaker.
This is one of the biggest like dun 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 like moments of our show, because what a perfect cutoff for a week.
Fantastic cutoff for a week to lead into a week with a guest.
A guest, you say?
A guest, I do say.
Okay. Who is this guest?
This guest is a friend of ours. Her name is Liz.
Uh-huh.
She, in the last year, has started reading Dune, has watched both Dune movies, and is now a convert into Dune fandom. And I'm very excited to have her on for a couple of reasons. One, I was the one to convert her to Dune fandom. But two, if you think we're nerds, she's a big nerd.
Shame.
Yeah. She's very, very intelligent. So very excited to get a more like hopefully academic view of this interpretation of Dune and everything instead of just our dumbass jokes. So
I'm also very excited to have Liz on. And I want to specify, when you said in the last year, we mean from zero to fucking full beans.
Yeah, like never heard of or watched Dune or read Dune before. Now she has read
all of the core.
Not all of the core. She's read she has yet to read Chapter House.
Okay.
Which I don't blame her.
It's fine.
Because reading Dune, Messiah, Children, God Emperor, and Heretics all in the span of like I think she started reading them in like November.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Until now, that's a lot of Dune.
So she's going to come next week and just blow us away with knowledge, hopefully anyways.
Yeah.
So super excited about that. But John, we can't end the week just yet.
Oh no, I wasn't going to end the week.
Well, it sounded like you were ending the week.
No.
You started packing up your stuff to leave your own home, which was weird.
Zach, I would never end the week, except for once, without asking you how many Shai Hulud you would give this week. Because as you may know, we've seen many Shai Hulud. In fact, I saw potentially 6, maybe 7, maybe 8 Shai Hulud this week. It's kind of hard to tell.
Now, do on-screen Shai Huluds correspond to Shai Hulud ratings?
No, they're not quite like the Glow Globes in that the Glow Globe has a score modifier attached to it.
One Glow Globe equals 10 Shai Huluds.
But I will say, we did get Shai Hulud and Hole.
You got a lot of Hole.
Yeah.
Gaping Hole.
We got gaping, swallowing Hole.
Yeah. Which, I mean, Those videos are hard to come by, but you know, the ones that are out there are good. So you treasure them. That's really what I'm saying. This was a good week, man.
The most action-packed week, at least in the last 100 minutes or so.
I will take your word for it. No, I believe you.
Actually, exactly in the last 100 minutes or so.
Was because the Harvester attack about 100 minutes ago?
It was about, I think this season it was episodes 36 through 40.
Perfect. Okay, cool.
So,
well, thank you, Denny, for spacing it out that way.
Being
for
consistent
us.
With that. Yeah, I know, right? Crazy.
So, I mean, we got lots of action. It was light on the dialogue, which typically we...
Light on the dialogue. My brother in Christ, we had four words.
Yeah, it was light on the dialogue.
Yeah, they were episode 36 through 40. I just went back and checked.
Nice. Really good stunt work for the ground, like hand-to-hand combat. Mm-hmm. Stuff. Really, really good stunt work there.
We didn't really talk about Roger Yuan.
Yeah. We didn't talk about it a whole lot, but I do want to highlight, like, all the flips and kicks and everything that Chani was doing. Really good stuff. And of course, as we've said many times, we got Hole on main. So I have to come in with a extremely solid
7.625. Any particular reason why the additional 0.625?
Because it was light on dialogue. A little too much action for my taste.
Okay.
Stunt work was great, and we could have used more Hole on main.
Can always use more Hole on main.
Yeah.
I would give it a solid 7 this week.
Okay.
Yeah. We got Happy Stilgar. Stilgar having the time of his life riding worm.
I wonder what he's listening
to. What more would you want?
What is he listening to in his Zune? I'm assuming they use Zunes here.
Don't Stop Me Now by Queen.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I was thinking, making my way downtown, walking fast. Something like that.
Some Vanessa Carlton?
Vanessa Carlton. Thank you. I could not remember the artist. That would be, I think, appropriate for him because he's in a good mood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just fucking making his way down through the Sardaukar.
Yeah.
Or it could just be a wake me up inside. Some like just
some Evanescence.
Hardcore Evanescence in there.
No. He's too happy.
So it's gotta be something like pump, you know, get you like fucking riled up. Or
Pump Up the Jam.
Pump Up the Jam. Oh man, what a great one. Song that and this is not Pump Up the Jam, but a song that always gets me fucking hyped is The Pot by Tool. always gets me hyped up.
Yeah, all right.
So maybe that's what I would be listening to.
I mean, if I was riding Shai Hulud through the deserts of Arrakis,
yeah,
I feel like Tool would be the most appropriate music.
It's such a, it's good.
Some Tool or some Dream Theater.
Yeah.
Some Rush, some Styx, some Genesis.
Jefferson Airplane.
Anything David Bowie. We're taking this on way too long.
Yes. Okay, so 7 for you, 7.625 for me. The main reason I chose a 6.25 because I want to see how Martin puts it into his graph.
Just to fuck with him?
Yeah.
All right, cool. 7.14878. Figure it out, Martin.
All right, cool, man. Well, let's end this here, and we will be back next week with Liz for a very exciting week.
We're gonna have some stuff to actually talk about next week too, drag episodes out.
Well, I feel like I have to go back and like read the book between now and then because I know she's gonna come loaded with stuff.
Mm-hmm. I've seen preliminary notes.
Okay, great. All right, well, we will see y'all then. John, do you want to do the outro? Because you get mad at me when I do it.
I don't get mad at you. You're just bad at it.
All right, well, Blue Sky, DoomMinute.com, or email, DoomMinute@gmail.com. Reach out. See you.
Bye.